New York jury has found that tobacco companies engaged in deceptive business practices in a lawsuit brought by the state's largest insurance provider. Empire Blue Cross and Blue Shield had sued to recover what it spent to treat sick smokers on its health plans, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The federal jury in Brooklyn awarded nearly $18 million in damages to Empire Blue Cross and Blue Shield to cover its cost of paying smoking-related health benefits. During the 10-week trial, Empire attorneys argued that the tobacco industry deceived the public about the dangers of smoking, thereby driving up medical costs. The damage award was a fraction of the $1.5 billion the insurance company had asked for, and jurors rejected two other claims of fraud and conspiracy that would have allowed punitive damages against cigarette makers. Even with the mixed verdict, tobacco control advocates are encouraged because this is the first time a jury has awarded any damages in a tobacco case brought by a third party, someone other than the smoker who claims to be injured by the tobacco industry's behavior. Attorney Dick Daynard is with the Tobacco Products Liability Project at Northeastern University in Boston.
There are an awful lot of insurers who pay for the health care costs of people with tobacco-caused diseases who potentially have claims. And if this case survives appeal, we're going to see a lot of these cases being filed and tried.
The most successful of these so-called third-party payer lawsuits were the ones brought by states to recover the public health care costs of treating sick smokers. The industry settled those claims for more than $240 billion before any of them reached a jury verdict. But the majority of these type cases never make it to trial in the first place because courts consider the claims to be too remote. That's going to be the basis of tobacco's appeal of the Brooklyn verdict, according to Bill Olemeyer, vice president and associate general counsel at Philip Morris, the nation's largest cigarette manufacturer.
This is a case that we think should have never even gone to trial. There have been eight federal courts now, federal appellate courts, that have concluded in 10 different cases that these kinds of claims, including claims by other Blue Cross organizations, are legally impossible, that you can't, the law doesn't allow you to bring them. And they've been dismissed before trial.
In fact, the appeals court where this case is headed has already rejected a similar tobacco lawsuit filed by a labor union health care fund. Tobacco stock analyst Martin Feldman of Solomon Smith Barney says the third-party lawsuits brought by insurance companies and labor health plans are an incredibly remote threat to the tobacco industry, even considering yesterday's verdict.
The industry's chances of having this decision reversed on appeal are extremely strong. In the end, just $17.8 million was awarded against the U.S. tobacco industry. That is a particularly small win for the plaintiffs, given the scale of their claim.
The tobacco industry won the first third-party lawsuit to go to a jury brought by an Ohio ironworkers' health fund. More than 80 similar cases have been filed around the country. About half of those have been thrown out. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.